Welcome to the Hardware Asylum Podcast. In this episode, we celebrate 10 years of the Hardware Asylum Podcast, so sit back while we discuss some of our favorite moments. I'm your host, Dennis Garcia, and with me today, I have Darren McKay. Cheers.
Cheers. What are we toasting to?
We're toasting to, believe it or not, 10 years.
Oh my gosh. Has it really been 10 years?
The Hardware Asylum Podcast, better known as the Ninja Lane Podcast, better known as the show you're listening to, we started 10 years ago this month.
Wow. It's hard to believe we've been doing this for 10 years, Dennis.
Yeah. It seems like forever when you think about it. But, you know, I could call it making Darren come over to the Hardware Asylum Labs once a month so that we could record stuff, or it could be forced labor, or it could be an excuse to get out of the house.
Heck yeah, I'll go with all of the above.
I thought in this particular segment, we could talk about the podcast, where we were, where we've been, some of the cool things that we've done over the past 10 years.
Now I understand why you were asking about those things. Okay, well, I'm sort of prepared. Let's do this.
All right. So the first thing on the list, and you wrote down some notes.
I did, because I was trying to think about the history, although I didn't know that it had been 10 years.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
It does. Well, let's talk about some fun stuff. Well, first of all...
Well, we could go over the highlights, all right?
The highlights.
Well, I mean, this recording will be episode 119, and the shows we release once a month.
So that divided by 12... doesn't equal 10 years, though.
No, it doesn't. I mean, obviously, there were some gaps, and I can go and look through the RSS and try to figure those out, but I know that when we released our first episode, which was actually episode 2, there was a two-month gap.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then there was a couple of times when we weren't able to record.
Oh, because of CES or whatever.
Yeah, somebody was out of town or... You know, we might have done an extra that month, but I think it was the extra we tagged on to the previous month. So there are some gaps. Obviously, we're human. We miss a couple of things here and there, but...
In general, I think you can count on us, but you did bring up something kind of interesting. Our first episode, episode number 1,
yeah,
which we've talked about off and on
a couple
over
of times.
The years,
yeah,
is missing, but I wanted to...
It's missing. It's almost like it was done on purpose.
It's MIA. So imagine the two of us before we knew what we were doing, because it barely feels like we know what we're doing now. But that was 10 years ago. Episode number 1, I looked, we recorded in November of 2010. So Dennis, I know it's been 10 years or more maybe since that one, but yeah. Do you remember what we talked about?
I'm trying not to. Actually, I want to say, you know, because we just listened to it, it was about the GTX 580.
And the classified edition.
Well, I don't know if we mentioned the classified edition in that episode. We didn't get that far. But we did talk about it several times on later episodes because that is such a great video card.
Well, Dennis, I know you're a huge fan of the classified because we talk about that a lot. In fact, still working on completion of your collection of every classified known to man.
Yeah, that's going to be harder than really, yeah.
So if you're out there and you have classifieds, please reach out. They need an intervention. We must save them. Yes. But we did publish our second episode, episode 2.
Mm-hmm. Which was in March. Believe it or not, we skipped a whole entire month. I think we had podcast.
we needed to recover or sober up. I don't know.
Something.
But anyway, so episode 2 back in the day, what did we talk about in our first published episode?
Episode 2, it was kind of fun. We did the November NPD because we actually recorded that episode late in November and it didn't get published until January.
Dennis, what's an NPD?
Not public domain.
Non-published diary? I don't know. What is it really?
Something about games.
Yeah, that's right. It's the numbers, the sales numbers for games. And we wanted to talk about sales trends back then because we were coming up into Christmas. And then we talked about some cool places you could get deals on hardware.
Uh-huh. And the Hardware Bot team and 3D Mark 11.
Which we were rocking. Got some cups.
We did. Well, and we talked about the Hardware Bot team because it was when I really started to embrace overclocking. And I wanted to have the Ninja Lane Hardware Bot team as a great way to represent the website.
And it has been. In fact, one of the great ways to meet some people. We'll talk about that, I think, in a minute, because I have I have a surprise for you on a question for that.
Oh my gosh.
But let's talk about the extras, because we decided that one episode a month wasn't enough.
Believe it or not, it was a listener who reached out saying, I can't wait an entire month to listen to your silky voice.
So and
like,
silky.
And I'm like, so hubba, what do you want me to do about that? So and they suggested maybe an extra episode, because the way that the Hardware Asylum and Ninja Lane podcasts were set up was we had one episode a month. That was what we had committed to do. But if we did an extra, we could talk about whatever we wanted, and we would release that 2 weeks after the initial episode went live.
So I think that was a compromise, because some of us, that would be me, have a hard time talking about hardware for very long without digressing into some other areas. As you've seen over the years, as we've talked about things like video games and paintball and motorcycles and God knows what else.
Oh, we should talk more about motorcycles.
We should talk more about our hardware, probably.
Yeah.
So our first extra was actually episode 4A. A is how we designate the extras, if you haven't noticed that.
Yeah, although 4 was not published.
So that's an interesting topic also. So episode 4A, we recorded in April of 2011, our very first extra.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that you can find this. It exists out on the webs. And it doesn't take too much sleuthing maybe to find it. And it doesn't mean it's good, but it is out there.
It is out there. And you never know. Maybe I will be nice and link it in the show notes.
That's not all. We also recorded an episode, episode 9A, as an extra a few months later.
Why didn't 9A go live? I know why 4A didn't go live.
I don't remember why 9A didn't go live. I suspect because... it was really short.
It was super short, and Darren didn't like it.
Yeah, we tried some new stuff, which we have over the years, some successful and some not. But, you know, we were still getting our legs underneath us way back in the early days. That was November of 2012, I'm looking at my notes here, was our first published extra.
And that was episode 23? Is that the one you're talking
23,
about?
23, so that means that it took us almost 2 years to get around to really publishing an extra. We tried.
That isn't actually too far-fetched. I mean, because as a show like ours gets released, it takes a little while for it to get enough traction to the point where people start listening and start wanting to listen more. And I had gotten feedback a year after we started saying, well, you should do more than one episode a month. And I was like, well, I don't know if we can commit to that. Well, by episode 23, we said, well, we're actually going to do it, and we made it happen.
So a little behind the scenes, if you haven't been paying attention, we record the main show and the extra on the same night, and we usually record the main show early while we're very focused, and then as it gets later into the evening and we get tired or we've had a few drinks or we just have lost track of what we're going to talk about, we record the extras, and so sometimes they get a little gooky and a little crazy, and like them.
Well, and the other aspect of the extra was that it was supposed to be released uncut, so it was raw audio. Has a lot of the flubs, a lot of the bloopers, and a lot of the ums and ahs and weird.
But that was pauses. An early compromise, because when we first started, I did all of the editing on the show. So I didn't really want to do a second set of editing because it's very time consuming. So we said, well, we'll just, because the extra is kind of just silly anyway, we'll just leave it raw and that'll be part of the fun.
Well, and Darren would complain that he listened to the show 3 times.
At least.
By the time he got done. Now, since I do the editing, maybe you can tell when I took over the editing process when Darren gave it to me. But
someone got married and had kids, and
something like that. Well, cool. So what else do we have? We got...
let's see. Here's one of my favorite pieces of trivia that you probably haven't thought about in a while. When we first started the podcast, I chose the music.
Oh, that's right.
And... back in my old days, I was a bit of a DJ and the music buff. So I chose a song that I really liked to open the show, and I really spent a great deal of time tracking down the song that by now you all know and love. That's the Little People Start Shooting song, which I adore. I still, to this day, and we reached out to those folks, and they were so kind to let us use their music without having to worry about royalties or licensing. I think that they never expected it to go on this long, but it has.
Well, it has. And it was on the Mickey Mouse. I can't remember the name of the title of the album yet, but it's something about Mickey Mouse. And it was one of his first albums that went live. And the episode or the song that we use was one of the demo songs that he released to promote that album.
Yeah, before it was even out. In the beginning, we chose a different song for every outro. Well, I chose a different song for every outro because Dennis, I think, just kind of rolled his eyes and hoped that they weren't terrible. And some maybe are a little good and some are a little bad and some are a lot bad. Because, of course, you know, you're limited by what you can get licensing for or what's royalty-free on the market. However, Dennis, how many episodes do you think we went before I gave up?
38.
You're close. 47 episodes of This Is the Main Show and extras, what few extras we had at that point, had all different outro music. So that lasted until December of 2014.
47 divided by 12. That's 4 years worth of you adding music to the end of our show.
So I'm proud to say there's some pretty good stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and listen to some of the early episodes, you might find some music that you like. And if you listen to the later episodes, you can be grateful that we like Little People still.
Yeah. Well, and when we put that music at the very end, it was kind of as a nod to the artist. So we linked them down in the bottom where you could actually get that track because it was on the royalty-free music website or something like that, which in some cases is free to use, but in other cases it isn't. So one of the reasons we went away from that is mostly to prevent us from getting sued for using someone's music without asking explicitly.
So I've got another great trivia question for
yes.
you.
Bring another one on.
As you know, we weren't always Hardware Asylum.
No.
So when we first started doing these, they were the Ninja Lane podcast.
Yes, the Ninja Lane podcast. Because from September 1999 until sometime in 2012, I ran a website called ninjalane.com.
Woohoo. And yeah. I came on board in the middle of that time somewhere, and I hesitate to think how much further back that is because 10 years already sounds like a long time.
It sounds like super long time.
So,
but, yeah, ninjalane.com was my very first website. And that was, people still call me Mr. Ninja Lane sometimes when they send me product, which is kind of cool. And it's a nod to where I've been and who I've been. Believe it or not, ASUS, a lot of people at ASUS that I talk to, when they introduce me, they say, hey, this is Dennis Garcia from Ninja Lane. I'm like, it's actually Hardware Asylum, but hey, it's the same basic sort of thing. So it's not that bad.
Yeah. So we've told the story many times, I think, about the whys and the hows of that. Mm-hmm. And the background shows up when you do guest appearances. So let's not rehash that. But
yeah.
What episode was the first Hardware Asylum podcast after we rebranded?
Oh, that was the 30-something.
35, but not just 35. 35, the main episode, mm-hmm. we were still Ninja Lane, and 35 A,
the extra
was our first transition into Hardware Asylum. So it was a podcast extra.
And during that time, we did some giveaways.
We did, because we wanted to celebrate the rebranding and help people to remember that they were still dealing with the same old folks. So I know that you did a huge project. Mm-hmm. Our first giveaway, we actually announced it while we were still Ninja Lane.
Yep.
So it was in episode 35. Do you remember what it was?
That was the Thermaltake Level 10 GT. It was one of my favorite cases.
Now, that's a beast.
It was huge. Well, it wasn't as big as the original Level 10 that was designed by BMW.
Ooh,
this
yeah.
was more of the economical version reimagined of that case. But it was pretty cool because it had the same flat base that the Level 10 had. And then there was the doors that would pop open that would show the components inside and then expose the drives and whatnot. Came with a handle, and I went and replaced one of the Lexan pieces with a piece of tinted glass and put my sticker on it, and then we painted it a pearl orange, which is the same orange as on a Lamborghini, Gallardo, I think.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then we gave it away. I mean, it's already an expensive case, and then I put probably, you know, $200 or $300 worth of effort into it and another $100 of paint on it and just gave it away.
Well, we've done a few cases like that, but that was our first big giveaway. But it wasn't our only giveaway during the transition.
Nope. We did at least 4 more cases.
Oh, yeah. And
something like that.
I know we did video cards and some other things mm-hmm. Over those first few months. But the transition, I thought, went pretty well. Although, I know you still mourn the loss of the forums.
Yes. I miss the community aspect that a person like me running a website would actually build a community. And the forums was a great way for people to get in and start, you know, asking questions and just basically talking about stuff and trying to keep in contact. But sadly, social media has really replaced all of that, given everybody a voice. And sadly, the forums have just kind of died.
I feel like you get a few regulars and it's very difficult to get any traction anymore unless, you know, you've always had a huge presence. Mm-hmm. But the transition to social media has been somewhat helpful, although we still are trying to embrace the video aspect of it.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can do some more YouTube stuff because that seems to be where a lot of the content is being consumed these days.
Well, I feel like the transition to Hardware Asylum was really when we started to get a little more serious about the podcast. And maybe that's not fair, but I do know that it was in preparation for that transition that we upgraded all of our gear, most of which we still use today. And that was...
All of which, actually.
Yeah. For episode 33A, while we were still Ninja Lane, we talked about the new gear.
The new gear. So for many, many... Well, I'd say many, many years, you know, 33 episodes worth, we recorded on a Blue Yeti, except for the elusive episode one that was recorded on a Logitech webcam.
Oh,
so chunky.
It hurts.
So when we transitioned over to the new recording gear, I basically bought a pair of Rode Procaster professional grade microphones that go XLR connection into a Focusrite Sapphire 6i6.
Which is starting to get a little long in the tooth.
It is. There is like three revisions to this particular box. Better revisions that have better driver support and support Windows 10 much better than this one. I can make it work. But yeah, they're not cheap, which is why I have not actually purchased one.
But you're missing one crucial aspect.
Headphones.
Because in that episode, we talked about the microphones and the headphones. Mm-hmm. And we've had these headphones, some of them, for even longer than that.
Well, I believe the ones that Darren is wearing, those are the Shure DJ-style headphones. Those are the ones that I purchased for the podcast, basically. And then I got a set for Christmas one year.
Ooh.
And then that's my set that I use on my gaming PC and also when I'm recording the podcast. So I think headphones are going to be the next upgrade.
Yeah, probably. And I should point out that up until that transition... I would regularly just bring over my own headphones. So,
well, you know, you only have like just 10 sets laying around.
Yeah.
You grab one on the way out.
At least. But we've settled into those pretty well. But yeah, episode 33A. I want to go back because we talked a little bit about, you know, you've listened to you and me, and there were a few episodes where I was not present, Dennis.
More than just a few.
Yeah, but most of those were because you did special guests. I thought I would see if we could roll through some of our special guests that we've had over the years. So I have gone through and written them down.
Uh-oh.
Chronological order, even.
I kind of helped you with that. But our first guest was, I want to say, Honda City.
No, further back. Then Honda City. I'm wrong. Honda City, episode 14.
Yes, Honda City. Hey, I was right. Honda City, when I was doing overclocking, he was an overclocker. He lived in Walla Walla, Washington. It's not just a cartoon joke.
Or a place where onions come from, if you're familiar.
Well, actually, onions do come from there.
Aha!
So there you go. Anyhow, so he would regularly come to the Boise area for work. One weekend, we... arranged to do an overclocking session. So when he got off work, he brought over some LN2. I actually bought a big tank. On my test bench, we basically set up two computers and overclocked for about 3 hours and kind of chatted and really had a lot of fun. During that time, I said, hey, you should be on our podcast. We can talk about overclocking and, you know, how you got your start and what is cool about overclocking, what's bad about overclocking, stuff like that. So we had a nice little interview and that can listen to in episode 14.
I think that if you go back and listen to it, despite the fact that it's crazy old, like maybe we are these days, it's still pretty relevant. The overclocking techniques and stuff, I mean, it's a little different, but still pretty relevant even today.
I would agree.
Next guest.
I want to say that I went for some manufacturers this time.
Yes, you did. And I think it was because we had started telling the manufacturers about our podcast and some took some interest. And so we tried that out with Jacob, I believe, from EVGA was our first guest in episode 26.
at the time, Jacob was doing an EVGA podcast in his office. And I thought that that was actually kind of fun. And I kind of gave him some tips based off of what it was that we did on our show. His show has actually transitioned now to Fridays with Fridays with Jacob. And they play games and do giveaways on the EVGA Twitch channel, which is kind of fun.
Sounds like something worth checking out, especially if you want to win a video card
or
the like.
Or a motherboard or a sound card or anything that EVGA gives away.
Well, yeah, which is so much these days.
Yeah. And then our next one was shortly thereafter.
Yep. In fact, the very next month, we reached out, or he reached out rather, Nathan from Cooler Master in episode 27.
Yeah, and we talked about all-in-one coolers and cases and coolers and more coolers, you know, because it's Cooler Master.
Yeah.
And then I think we took a hiatus from manufacturers as guests.
So we reached out to one of my buddies that was working with us at the time.
Oh, what episode was Jacob and Nathan?
Nathan was 27 and Jacob 26. So in episode 31, we invited Warren to come in because he was new to the enthusiast overclocking world.
Warren's a fun guy. I like that guy. Mm-hmm. We golfed a lot.
So we had Warren working with us for a short period of time while he was learning a little bit about our world, and he wrote a couple of good articles, but his podcast was specifically talking about
overclocking and video cards.
Yes, and how to do that if you do not know what you're doing.
And that was actually very informative because not only did I have to try and translate the technical aspect of overclocking to somebody who didn't really understand it, but I also better understood the process myself.
So that was episode 31. I believe Warren's still out there listening to the podcast today, even though he has moved to the Great White North.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow up there. Not so much golf, though.
not so much. So then, let's see if I can check my notes here. Oh, then we had two in a row from another prominent overclocker.
Prominent overclocker?
Massman.
Massman. Oh, yeah. He's a good overclocker. Actually, his claim to fame at the time was he was the face of HardwareBot. So he handled a lot of the competitions. He started up the overclocking esports and was one of the major forum moderators, setting up rules for overclocking and validations of scores and stuff like that. So we had two discussions with him. The first one was live in Taipei, Taiwan, recorded in a very bad room.
Yeah.
Crazy echoes.
But there's so much going on.
I'll see if I can find a picture because I had to create a sound box to go around the Blue Yeti to keep out all of the echo. And there was a sound clip where I dropped a Pepsi bottle and it sounded like a gun going off.
Oh no.
On the
so that recording. Was that was episode 37B, and I think you should tell us what the heck was going on in Taipei that was so dang noisy.
Oh, well, we were in a MakerBot sort of studio where, you know, you can rent space and actually build stuff in this little studio. Well, they rented out the entire thing and invited all of the overclockers from Computex to do an after Computex overclocking session. And it was sponsored by ASUS and MSI, I believe. And then the LN2 was also provided. So all they had to do was just show up and just start overclocking and having a great time. There was a bunch of records that were set during that session. But ultimately, it was just the overclocker after party. And that went on for a couple of days until everyone had to leave town.
Oh, man, that just sounds awesome. And you don't hear about that sort of stuff much anymore.
No. And it's sadly because overclocking has kind of gotten out of prominence from the manufacturer standpoint. So there's not a lot of support for that anymore.
Well, it does seem like the only prominent overclockers that are out there are all now in-house folks that are working. So they are sponsored and work specifically with the manufacturers.
Yeah. Well, they're the in-house overclocker. They just tests and proves boards.
So now you nailed 37B, but Massman also was back in episode 42.
42. So that was... Okay, so Massman, he's a smart kid. And, you know, he grew up in Belgium. And then he moved to Taipei, Taiwan to get closer to the overclocking scene. Well, he had never been to the United States. And he came to the U.S. during CES, and we met up there. And he didn't know what to do after the show, and he had a week to hang out. So I said, hey, come on up. We'll go and hang out, and I'll show you the great middle white north. So we drove around town, got to see some old parts of Boise, got to see some mountain stuff, got to take him to... a car lot to look at a crew cab dually Dodge.
Oh, the ultimate redneck mobile.
Yeah, super long, super huge. And basically that is the size of a delivery truck anywhere else in the world. And here it's just, you can go down and buy it and run it on your ranch. Oh, and it took him to a gun store, which was a real eye-opening experience for him because, you know, in Europe, you don't have stores like that. And he rationalized it afterwards. It's like, well, it's kind of like going into a bicycle shop. So in Europe, you know, people ride bicycles all the time. It's no big deal. Everyone has it. Well, a gun store in the United States is the same thing. We've always had them. We've grown up around them. And for the people that are into that thing, that's what they can go and do. It's no big deal.
I know I got to hook up with you guys in the evening for some really fun local food and drinks.
Oh, yeah. We went to Bargernica?
Yes, for Basque food.
Basque food, yes. So good stuff. And sadly, he didn't get to see a hockey game, but we got to see a basketball game. So.
Well, you know, you can't catch everything. One of these days, we'll have to catch him back again when all this COVID stuff is beyond us or behind us or something, no longer around.
I think that was our last guest,
though. Nope, one more.
One more.
One more fairly recently, actually. So I know 42 seems like it's been quite a ways back, but we also had one more special guest, and we should do more special guests. But we had Pat from Crucial and Ballistics.
Oh, right. Sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to forget about you. But yeah, we had a great discussion with Pat about gaming memory and gaming storage systems and some of the esports that Crucial Ballistics supports.
Yeah, I thought that was really fun because it was kind of an interesting look at some of the behind-the-scenes stuff from a sponsor standpoint for esports.
Yeah, and he gave us a really great bit of advice saying that if you are not running an SSD, you are not properly building a computer.
Yep, and you know, he is right.
Yeah.
Although these days, you can go M.2 SSD, you can go external SSD, but...
You have to have an SSD, which I was reluctant. I was a holdout because SSDs early time were not that reliable. And now they are.
And there was a fear about how long they would last. And let's face it, we upgrade our computers enough now that really that shouldn't be a risk for all but the most Luddite or neophyte folks out in the world. All right, so let's finish up maybe with some interesting numbers. Let me see if I can get this right here.
Okay.
So there are episodes, right? That's each individual podcast.
Yeah.
We have done how many?
408.
No, I'm not that old. 206?
Yeah. And those are individual MP3 releases. Mm-hmm. 206.
So that's regular shows and extras. Now, you'll do the math on that, and you'll be able to figure out there are a couple, as we mentioned already, months where we didn't do both. And as an example, when we did CES, sometimes we would only do one long wrap-up episode extra.
And then in other ones, we did 4 releases.
Yes.
So we were a little inconsistent in that regard, but we also try to keep the shows at 30 minutes, which is what kind of dictates that.
Okay. So there were 118
total releases, and that's our main show.
Right. And then there are 88 extras. Mm-hmm. So you can do the math on that, which we've already kind of walked through. And that means that we are live and able to view every episode on the web today, except for episode 1, which we may have to, you know, do a little bit of arm twisting to get out for a limited time for you guys. I don't know. I might listen to it again and change my mind.
Yeah. So we have episode 1, and then we also have the episode 4 and 9 extras, which
are not officially released.
They're not officially released, but if you know where to go, you can find those shows. And I think there was episode 48 where we only released an extra.
At least episode 48, and that was the CES episode I was thinking of as well. Mm-hmm. So 10 years, Dennis?
I don't know if we could go 10 more, but, you know, we'll give it a shot.
Well, we're glad that you tuned in with us and stuck around for this long. Hopefully you learned something new about our podcast. And if you find those episodes, drop us a note and let us know what you think.
For more information on the topics discussed in this podcast, please consult our show notes at hardwareasylum.com. Stay up to date on the latest at Hardware Asylum by subscribing to our RSS. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. This has been a Ninja Lane production, copyright 2021. Thanks for listening. What you think about the bird dog?
I think the dog is sexy. Look at those clean lines. Beautiful. Lovely finish.
Yeah. And they brushed him.
And they brushed him. He's from Kentucky.